Salam everyone, in here and in the internet sites. So enjoying the feast, having fun, and understanding God's plan for humanity. And God blessed us to send this revelation to us. And we should welcome our new brother, a baby brother we got today. He got initiated. I think this baby is going to grow fast. And he was initiated. Are we going to have satsang or are we going to have a talent show tonight?
We got a talent show lined up.
Okay, great. So let's get on with the talent show to see who is talented in this mission.
I decided to make a workbook for families called Destination God. It's a workbook for families and their children explaining the eternal divine path. And Destination God, because we're just visitors, goal is to travel and reach God.
Very beautiful. Lots of feet. It just looks like where you were born, there are different colors.
Right. God cultures, not man cultures. Yeah. All colors, everybody.
That's
would be on the eternal divine path. Mm-hmm. And it's a workbook, and inside the workbook would be the information, how the family can reach the Maitreya website, and all the things they can access on the website. Walk with God. Walk towards your loving Father.
She doesn't want me to see it. She's just showing it to you guys. Can I see it too?
Okay. So you can have this. You're going to keep it.
Oh, okay.
Walk. Okay. And then the first page will be the sign of the eternal divine path so the family can talk about it. And it's very simple because it's for the family to learn together, because we have a lot of moms and dads out there that want the best for their children, but they don't know how to do it.
You can't even digitize it and put it in the website.
Yes. It's not going to always going to be. Guidebook for families and their children. In order to become a child of light, an instrument for God's will, we must walk the eternal divine path. Eternal divine path or bust. And then the next page would be the first seal.
The seal,
so
okay.
The family can talk. Well, how many parts do you see?
Mm-hmm.
And first seal, and then number one to teach the math.
Many
different levels. Why? To awaken your spiritual forces. How? Yoga, meditation, chanting. Learn who you are on the inside, because children need to understand what we mean by know yourself.
Good.
Study your habits and reactions. Learn to concentrate.
Good.
Very important for the little ones. And then the next page would be blank. But I went ahead and did it so the family can sit and do, in school we call it a brain map. So they would sit and, well, what does it look like to you?
Mm-hmm.
So the children would sit there and color. So you would have a meditation center, a hush and chant, sweating to kirtan gym. Not just a gym, but you have aerobics to kirtan, internal hiking, where you walk yourself inside. Hourly special free contact your spirit. So instead of paying the guy to contact the dead, contact the spirit,
your spirit
for free. Gardening with God.
Oh, sorry, you like that one.
Know yourself to know God. And then the next page would be, the next lesson would be the second seal.
Family,
then we talk about what is the second seal. Second, so they know their number.
Two,
for the little ones, so you can have teenagers, little ones, all work together.
Yeah.
Why? To create the communities of light. How? Create a proper environment where happiness and progress occurs, where life is based on God's laws and God's will. Study and do service for your community to serve God. You have reached kingdom of heaven on earth.
That's beautiful. Very good.
And then, this again would be blank, but I went ahead and did an example.
Yeah.
And for instance, in the community of light, what I envisioned was Karuna 7, which would be a home for children. It's based on the Save Our Soul Children village that was started in World War II in Germany. But it's different, because in Save Our Soul Children Home, there's only a mother. Here, there would be a mom and a dad guiding them towards God. So this would be a good for people in our community that you know, they don't make good secretaries. They wouldn't make good doctors or teachers. They would make good parents.
Good parents. So we need both of them.
Yes, the mom and exactly. the dad. And what I was thinking about, adopting children from the state, so you get the funding to help the family support their basic needs. Mm-hmm. And then you have children from many different colors in one home. Mm-hmm. So children get to see, wow. And then the next one would be Brahmacharna, which is light of God, where we would have adult services, meditation, tutoring, and study rooms. And it would be run by the children and the teenagers in the community to learn mm-hmm. service and giving. Okay, it's free literacy.
It's community service. Very good.
And then the next center would be Maitri, friendship. Oh.
My tea, yeah.
And it would be a place where spiritual teachers and leaders, I know they're very stuck on their dogma now, but eventually they're going to want to come and study the eternal divine path. It's where the Muslim spiritual leader and the Catholic priest can come and study the eternal life. Now, what we, in the Karuna house, it would be compassion means compassion, but compassion with knowledge, to make sure that we have children in our community that are not going to harm children already in the community. So, you know, you don't want to take on something that's going to hurt you. And then the next, they would study, yes, the third seal. And again, it has why? To love, to lose all your self-centeredness, to lose all your selfishness, to guide others toward God. How? So you would say, well, how do we do that, boys and girls? Well, you help others to reach God. You help others create communities of light. You share your gifts and your talents. You continue your spiritual progress, very important. Learn, study, and progress to help God in the communities of light. And then, of course, I went ahead and did this because I see God as water. He's powerful. He eats through rock. He eats through everything. And if we just are little boats on the water with no anchor, He will guide us to the right path.
Just trusting God.
Yes. So this boat is called No Ego, Amigo. And this one is Fishing for God. Looking for new divine. And the next one is the fourth seal. Why? To submit and surrender to God and only God. How? Be happy with what God does and gives. Remember that you are an instrument, not a doer. Don't have false pride. Don't be discouraged. Continue guiding others to God. Continue your spiritual progress. Continue meditations. When you reach, you can't just stop when you get here. And this one I left blank to show you what it would look like. The family can do their own thing. So this is how the book would come. And the next one, fifth seal. Why? To become a universalist. How? Extend your love and service towards the whole universe. See God in all people. See God in all religions, learn other cultures and customs to gain understanding. Don't hate others. Because with children, you may have to go on a simple, don't hate others. And then I imagine God writing us letters from the universe.
Come in, now you're an elect, huh?
Right. Because God writes us letters in scripture. And I took this out of Thoth, and it says, also in the individual situation, in this level of spiritual progress, a person might again become an escapist. That is because he can now see God, Matthew 5, verse 8, and his perfect universe, and he sees its perfection. So he might just sit back and enjoy his realization without bothering to help others. He feels he should not interfere with its flow and alleviate some of the sufferings. With a little push, however, things can be accelerated. So God writes letters to us all the time. Sometimes we just have to find the letters. And eliminate the middleman, because you don't need your priest anymore. You have a direct relationship with God. Do enter. So don't be. And with God, you don't have to sign a contract. There's no fine print. What you see is what you get.
Yes, you get. Good.
Okay? He's open 24 hours. And he's public property. And the next letter he writes is, I am everything. I am inseparable. You are a part of me. I am the whole universe. I am free from narrowness of the mind. When you forget this external world, you escape all suffering. Signed, God. God gave me permission to sign his name.
To see his name.
The Netflix seal. You are now a Paravipra. Rejoice with God. You are now a strong spiritual force for God's will in the universe. Now teach others to become Paravipra. Help others to reach pure consciousness. Seventh seal. And there was light. Genesis 1, verse 36. You have reached pure consciousness. You have reached the light. You are in truth and all thing God. For you, there will be only light. You obey all of God's laws with joy and happiness. You have reached destination God. You have reached kingdom of heaven in heaven. And a glossary goes here. I didn't get to finish it yet.
All right. Great. Great. Good job. Thank you. Great, great. Very good job. Very good job. So we can probably start the children section in the website, little by little. Great.
You can tell the teachers they have visual teachers. Aids.
Do you mind putting these on for this bit? Especially for you, Maitreya.
Well, okay.
Can you see what you can do?
Now you know I'm a superstar. Like Jesus Christ.
A little bit.
Well, I could be able to see very well because in HAL Talk, you're always this guy.
Oh, yeah. Incognito, yeah?
Yeah, with the sunglasses. And he's always putting that up in HAL Talk, and we're always all laughing about it every time he puts it up. It's great. And a couple of weeks ago, he said, there's always light where I'm at. That's the sunglasses. No night there.
No night there, right?
And so I have a couple of poems I'd like to share regarding light.
Great, great, great.
The first poem is actually, some of you may be familiar with it. It's in Golden Keys 5. I sent it to the mission after reading the plan, and I'll share that one first. And then there's a real short and sweet one after that. The city will be lit by love's illumination. The cities will be built by man's determination. We'll walk the earth in God's own light through cities ablaze both in day and at night. And as we grow, we'll make needed changes with Maitreya to guide us as love rearranges.
Very good, very good. Good news.
Lord, we are your lights, undaunted and true. May we steadfastly share what we've learned straight from you. Lord, your blessings are infinite, no burden at all. They make us your instruments, answering your call.
Amen. Thank you.
Those are yours to keep.
Is it okay? Yeah. Actually, I'm going to give Sasson with my glasses from now on. I can't look at anybody I want. Nobody knows where I'm looking. See, I'm looking at Gary. He doesn't know it. Great, great. Who's next? Yeah, go ahead. Internet, we are having a talent show here, and people are presenting their talent, so that's why there's not much of talk. Now, Ishvara is going to play some harmonica for us. Hariyam Shri Han, go ahead. Hariyam Shri Han, go ahead. Hariyam Shri Han, 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 Om Kevalam. 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 Hariyam Shri Han, Om Nam Kevalam. Hariyam Shri Han, Om Nam Kevalam.
Was it one?
Mini Timothy here, go with his drum. Yeah. If humanity just understand the meaning of that hush mantra, the goal of the life is to become divine. That's why we are here. If we just make them just see that, they know why they are here for. They're not here for to be anything else. You know, to be successful, to be a lawyer or a doctor, it's okay if you have the aptitude for it to be a doctor, but it shouldn't be a goal. You should have the ability to become a doctor or a lawyer or this and that. But the first goal before that is what? To become divine. And how you become divine? Exactly, by following the eternal divine path. Then you are divine. That is the goal of life. That's what God created from the eternity, for whole universe to follow eternal divine path. And how many problems eternal divine path solves?
All of them.
Because we have discussed it many times. Any problem we brought to the mission and we discussed it, we saw eternal divine path is going to solve it. Physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, scriptural. Anything you want to solve, eternal divine path is solve it. And what that mantra says, that's the goal of life, to become divine. If we can just sing that and humanity just understand that, this mission accomplished what it's supposed to do. Just to make them understand the goal of the life is to become divine. Any other talents? Yeah, thanks God, and all thanks go to Him for sure. And that is how we overcome the ego for sure. Because then we become a channel for God instead of ourselves. And that is freedom and salvation for sure. Okay, next.
This is a story about two monks. They were young monks. They were very studious. They really loved God. But they wanted to know God more. So they decided to take a vision quest. It was a long journey. They didn't really plan it out. They said, we will just go and trust God. So they started their journey, and at times they stayed with people and were fed. At times they were housed with people, and it was fine. They were continuing their journey. They were praying. They were meditating. They were having a wonderful time, going for their vision quest to know God more. So they overcame many obstacles in their path, and they kept on, and they came at one point to a stream. It wasn't a wide one. It was one that if you waded in, you would be up to your knees, and at that stream was a woman. The woman was not necessarily a godly woman. She was dressed in flashy clothes and lots of jewelry, and she was very concerned about her things being ruined in the stream and the water. She was very concerned about herself. The two monks saw her as they approached the stream, and one monk remained very one-pointed, and he continued on his path and went through the water. The other monk stopped without hesitation, knew the woman was in distress and needed help. He picked her up, put her on his back, waded across the stream, and put her down, and kept up with his brother monk. They continued on for many miles. There was obviously a problem. The one monk who kept straight said within himself, "I just can't stand this. Why did he do that? We were so one-pointed on our path. We were not being distracted, and he picked up this ungodly woman. I just can't believe it." And they went for miles, and the tension and the frustration was building up in him till finally he just exploded. He said, "Why did you do that? You ruined our spiritual journey." And he went on and on. He was so angry. The other monk was very one-pointed, and he said, "I put that woman back down at the stream. Why are you still carrying her?"
Go ahead.
We have a group song.
Okay, there's going to be a group song with everybody. Go ahead.
All thanks to God. To God the glory, to God the glory, to God the glory. Let all thanks be to God. All thanks to God. To God the glory, to God the glory, to God the glory. Let all thanks be to God. All thanks to God. To God the glory, to God the glory, to God the glory. Let all thanks be to God. Let all thanks be to God.
We agree. Absolutely. That's beautiful. I think my mission is done. You guys carried over. You got it. Eventually, after 23 years, it's giving fruit. Anything else? That's it.
Bertie's going to get up and start laughing.
Go ahead. Come on, Ramamurthy, go ahead. Giggle.
I laughed enough for one day.
I heard you can't stop it. How come you're not doing it? He can't stop. He's going on. Look at that. He's laughing now. What's happening? Explain to him. It's just bubbling up, huh?
There's many things. One thing takes the other.
Is it?
For instance, on the fridge, there's a big sticker, and it says, "No problem is bigger than God." Uh-huh. First time I read that, I thought it meant that God was the biggest problem.
Okay.
Okay, you're laughing too, and it means it is funny. So.
That should have made you think for a long time. I should leave this mission. They don't teach very good things. God is the biggest problem. What else? Anything else? No, that was it. That's funny. Anything else? That's it? You guys are probably waiting for a satsang now, huh? Okay. I give you satsang.
He's got his phone. It's his phone.
Many of our members are here for you. It's me, isn't it?
That's the old one, the old sad song.
That's the last conversation. You want to hear Hariyam Shri Hang, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Who is this? Ishwara, is that you? Yeah, you
know, sir. Yeah, there is a copyright on it.
So when you're waiting in line, you play Hariyam Shri Hang?
Who was this guy? These are you guys the other night, huh? Now you can take it with you. You have no excuse that I didn't hear what Maitreya said. It is your telephone which also play MP3. So you can take it with you. If you put a headphone, it's much louder in headphone. Not like this. So you can put it in your telephone. Very simply, get one of this phone and get a memory like this. See, that's why I'm in the latest gadget. So I can tell you guys how to make this mission go faster. If 1 gigabyte, you can probably put the whole conversation for last couple of years in this. And take it with you and listen to it while you are walking, while you are talking, while you are driving. Whenever you have the time, you can listen to it. And it's the same time as your telephone. So if somebody calls, it stops, you can talk and converse with them and then go ahead and go back to your things. Isn't it amazing?
Yes, it is.
And did they have this 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 50 years ago? Why now?
God's plan.
That's right, exactly. God planned it this way. Now we have all this gadget, this ability, internet. It's amazing. It has never happened. If you really study the teaching, if you study the mission and realize it is from God, then you see all these things also is from God. It all have come so we be able to reach people, be with God all the time. Even you can put the greatest sign on it. And I'm going to put the ring Hariyam Shri Hang on it. When somebody calls me, he's going to sing Hariyam. So in the middle of somewhere, I am, you know, people going to hear. But so I am everything. I want to see the greatest song. There you go. I can put it in front of it and meditate on it. I want to hear the sad song is there. So it's amazing that what God is doing. The only thing we need is be persistent, like me. Don't never give up. I should have given a long time ago. But never give up and continue. If you really see the vision that is from God, give up to what? You have the ultimate revelation from God, and He has sent this revelation to us. That's why Prabhupada didn't give up. But anytime I said, okay, I'm going to give up, I thought, give up to what? There's nothing else really worth to give up this for. Christ was correct. If you find God and this revelation and see the vision, it's just like a jewel. You sell everything else to buy that jewel because it's the most precious. To see this vision clearly. It's not that what I say this vision is great, but it is my opinion. It's my idea. You have to prove it to yourself. It really is. Then it's yours. I'm done. It's your idea. It is God between you and God. The only thing I'm going to do here, try to help you to understand it as much as possible. At the same time, of course, get together and create a system or cooperation together. We can bring the message to everyone. The more we can spread this message to humanity, the more people will gonna join us. And eventually, when we reach the critical mass, it's not going to happen. That's what we need, critical mass. People are the hand of God. The more our number is, the stronger and the strongest the hand of God will be. So we need to get more people. There's no doubt about that. But at the same time, we get the people that they have already been meditating for 12,000 years. And when they see the vision, as Gary also telling me, why not me? Randy told me the same thing. So why not me? Well, maybe God wanted somebody that has the genealogy and all fulfills the prophecies and all that. So it is here. It really doesn't matter who brought it. It's more than what it is here. It has unified the religion. It has unified all religions on the world. And it is a miracle. And therefore, God exists. Okay, this is one of the things humanity really have to understand. God truly exists. It's not no longer you have to experience it. He said he's going to send all this religion, and he did it. He's in all this religion. Now he has unified them. Therefore, intellectually at least, you can say, yeah, it makes sense. There has to be a God that said he's going to send this thing. He'll send them. Now he say that's how they unify. So even you have not experienced God, intellectually you can understand, yes, God exists. Now my teacher said, that's not enough. I have to experience it. Now, how do you experience it? Oh, he says to meditate. Close your eyes. That's the first step. Okay. When you close your eyes, what you're doing? You're closing the most powerful senses. You shut it down. Because eyes are the most powerful senses in human body. We open our eyes, the energy is going out all the time. The moment we shut it, what we're doing? We are shutting that senses from seeing outside. Then we start seeing within ourselves. And one day you experience the third eye. Actually, I was in a school. I went to a business school. I was doing something in my professor's office. And suddenly I felt I have to
rub
my eyes.
Rubbed it.
Like this. And suddenly I said, whoop. I came out. I was taken aback, you know. So, what was that? And then, of course, it brighter, bigger, more powerful. It's the most beautiful eye, you know, you can see. Who have experienced that? I have seen the third eye. She has. I have given the technique how to do it. You guys didn't practice. You don't know. You practice and you didn't see it? But what's the technique? Go ahead. Tell us.
It's on the website where you close your eyes. Well, first, you know, the blue light goes in you. You close your eyes. You focus on here. The blue turns into white.
Okay. No, there's another technique.
Oh, there is.
Okay. That with white. Your finger, you can squeeze your eyes together and look at it.
Secret, because it's not the website.
No, it's not the secret. Actually, I've given that in the other sad songs. When you do like that to your eyes sometime, you would be able sometime to see it. You should have been meditating for a long time before you're really prepared for it. But it's beautiful, just like the eye. It's like a regular human eye. But it has a white around it and a black center, and the center changes to white and then around it become black. Even you guys haven't seen it? It's amazing. Really? None of you? Okay. You have seen it?
It's very subtle. It's very subtle.
Very subtle. Very subtle. Actually, it comes and you cannot stay with it for a long time. And it goes away very fast. If you see that, you see, well, the third eye really exists. So these yogis are not crazy people teaching this thing about chakras and third eye. Of course, the goal is not to see the third eye. The goal is to become divine. But at the same time, when you see it, then you say, yeah, these guys were talking about the third eye all this time, and I have never seen it. Now it's there, and you start seeing the third eye, and therefore it brings greater faith in you to see, yeah, I have a third eye. I am not just this physical body, but I have an eye that sees even in a greater degree than these two eyes do. So we are more than this physical body. We are a spirit. We are a spiritual. And before the flood of Noah, human third eye was open. That's why they talk about cyclones. Have you heard about cyclones? They're supposed to have one eye. Really, that was their third eye. So they could see a spirit more than they could see this external world. A spiritual world was more real to them than this external world. And now we are going back to open our third eyes again. But you cannot do it unless you purify yourself, and you have to pass the test to be able to get to see the spirit anymore. Because in the flood of Noah, what did God say? Did he had enough of human? He said, I'm not going to struggle with man anymore. Because they misused their spiritual power. Even these days, what happens? If you get a little spiritual power, you get 900 number and you start giving advices and you become a psychic. Is that the goal of the life, to become a psychic and charge people for giving them wrong advices when you are in the wrong path yourself? How can you give advice to others when you are not listening to God yourself? And why should I go to a person that who is following a wrong path? Did God say the goal of the life is to become psychic? Anywhere? If you show me anywhere in the scripture that the goal of the life is to become psychic, I drop this mission and we go all become psychics. He didn't say. He said the goal of the life is to become divine, become a child of God, become my son. What son means? Son doesn't mean that God came and made Christ by Mary. It means Christ was in the image of God. Son means being an image of God, presenting God exactly as God is, being compassionate, being loving, being good, being stern toward the impurity and compassionate toward purity and goodness. Compassion actually means corrective love. It is better than love because he's not only love you, but it's also correct the need be. So it's much better than some people say God is love. That's it. God is love, and you don't have to do anything. Don't listen to the scripture. Don't listen coming of the Messiah, seven seals, seven, all of them are out. That's it. God is love. But God is more than love. God just is. You can put anything in front of it, it become. So the goal of the life is to become divine, and that is the correct teaching to ourselves, to our children, to society, to whole humanity. And that's what this mission is for the whole humanity. The more we understand this and we come together, the sooner we can bring the kingdom of God on earth. So we can see how wonderful the meaning of that mantra is. And also it's very true. We have to accept what God gives us. We should not become unhappy if we want something and God is not giving us. Maybe it's not good for us. Maybe God doesn't want us to give it to us. We have to just accept to say, okay, I did my best. I did everything I could to get what I want, but it's not happening. Therefore, I accept the will of God for me. If I can do something for it, of course I do. But if I cannot, I say, fine. Thank God for your will for me. And I just go on with life. And also, of course, this mission is not a cult at all. It's not here to take your money, take your family apart, take your position or anything. Here to give you this message. It's here to actually free you to a more beautiful place than you ever were before. It's here to bring you to a big family of God together. And reach a point you cannot stop laughing. You just keep bubbling, that bubble comes out, and the joy of God. The humanity have lost that joy of God. They are becoming too intellectual and too grossed into success and money and making it, not being number one. That is not the goal of life. Again, very in the scripture said the goal of the life is to become number one. Or have a lot of money. Or be successful. Anywhere, anywhere in the scripture, the word of God said that I created the whole universe. I put this effort. I created supernova, then galaxies and the stars and the earth and water and life that you wasted to become a successful whatever. Do you think God accepts that? But God says no. The first goal in your life is to become divine. In this mission, we just don't bring a problem up. Just like in our meeting Saturdays, were you guys there? We had a meeting. Okay, it's going to be tomorrow night. Okay, in Saturdays we have a meeting for the community. And in that meeting, you can bring the problems of the community up. Let's say, well, this is a problem about community. I don't like this way community is functioning. But nobody's going to accept that from you. Unless you have a solution for it. You can't just become a, you know, fault finder. You have to bring a solution. Okay, I don't like it this way, but if we do it this way, it's going to be better. Then the community can look at your complaint and solution, and if they agree, yes, yours is better than us, then we change it to yours. Just we're singing Hari Om Shri Hang for years, one person at a time, and suddenly you guys start singing together. That was beautiful. That was upstairs was hearing. We said, "Whoa, it looks like angelical songs." One person after another sounded so beautiful. I said, "So start dancing." Did you? Can you hear me? And I was dancing. This is something that probably it was an improvement in singing Hari Om Shri Hang. Improvement always are welcome into this mission. Always. There has never been any objection to anybody who wants to improve anything in a mission. If you want to improve it and you can improve it, I'm all ears. And we are all with you and but it has to be according to the teaching and the word of God. We don't want it become like other religion that after a while a lot of dogmas creep in to it. It's not that I love my words and I don't want to change it, but I don't want to change the word of God to something completely after 100 years. It's going to be absolutely something else. Just believe in the name of Maitreya, you will be saved. Don't worry about the eternal divine path. I did not teach that. It was not what I taught for 20 some years. The whole idea is to follow eternal divine path. Awaken your special forces. Meditate. Close your eyes. Contemplate. Concentrate. Then create a community. Start with your family, of course. You start with your wife, your husband, your kids, your children. Then find your own friends or like-minded people. Bring them together. Create community. Of course, in that thing, you have to sacrifice. Actually, the moment you are married, you are sacrificing. It's easy not to be married. Do whatever what you want and just be by yourself and whatever. That's why I like couples, because I know they have already learned how to sacrifice. You know, one ego is easy to live with. Or you live by yourself and you say, I'm wonderful. You know, and then you get another person living together so close. You say, oh, I didn't know I have all this bad thing in me. This guy is telling me I'm like terrible person. Actually, this is a very good arrangement to see yourself better. Because the other person tells you things you have never thought it was bad. You thought you're a wonderful person. And then the kids come. That's even worse. They are the real master. They really turn you around and show you how terrible person you are. And then you have to really sacrifice and be gentle, learn how to deal with the mind which is absolutely connected to God. So, you can see God made this such a beautiful arrangement about marriage that brings this together. Of course, you don't have to marry. That's one way to, another way to become a sannyasi. Completely dedicate your life to God. Then, who's your husband or wife? God. Exactly. Then, you have the best husband and best wife there is. Then you have completely free if you really become a sannyasin and completely dedicate yourself to God, then you don't have worry about your husband, your wife, your children. The only thing is worry about what can I do for God. So both of them are fantastic. Both of them are beautiful. That's why we need both of them. We need married people and we need sannyasa. And I rejoice when two people, both couple, come to the mission. I hope you guys stay with the mission, but I rejoice. I really do. Because it's rare to see both couples come and together, we see the vision together. And it strengthens your marriage too. Absolutely. You can see, wow, we are in the same path. We're in the same spirit. We are one with each other. And it's fantastic. It's beautiful. It really makes me feel good. You know, I loved it when, you know, Shireen and Randy came here together as a couple. And I hope we get thousands of them. Some people shouldn't be married. They're much better dedicate their life completely to God. So we need everybody to come, married, singles, but see the vision clearly and let humanity see the vision. Because it is a vision that unifies them. It is a vision that takes the destructive forces that has been released on earth back where they belong. And when God sends a revelation, it is a waking call, really, to humanity that some things has to be changed. It's a call to humanity to turn around, to be baptized, to become godly again. And this revelation has given the way to turn around. And the third level is sacrifice. Yes, people in the marriage sacrifice, but if the singles are not in the mission and they're not sannyasin, what's going to happen to them? They have to learn sacrifice too. They can sacrifice in the community. They can come together and help the community. They have more time, they have more freedom, and they can help. So the educational part and explanation part is almost finished in the mission. And we are going toward the implementation of the mission to Earth. That's why we now have to start looking for the leaders that they can come here and become a part of the 12 facilitating body. That's why we start that process this week, finding out how we can divide the Earth. Everybody can put their input in if you have any ideas. Even in internet, how we can divide the earth in 12 sections. If you have any ideas, send it to Radha. She is the one is, have you come anything yet or are still working on it?
Still working.
Working on it, okay. Do you like to new ideas and brainstorming come to you?
Yes, okay. Sure.
So send Radha at maitreya.org. Okay, and if you have any ideas, what's the best way to divide the earth in 12 sections? We're looking for something as population, territory. Sometimes dividing by population, the territory might become too big because there are some places, people live in such scattered places. There are not very many people there. And also, we want to, if we put only territory, there might be in some territories that few people live, and in other territories a lot of people, more than 500 million. We decided there are 6 billion people on earth, right? So we need to divide them with 500 million. So we have 12 sections. If you have a good idea how to do it, send email to Radha@maitreya.org, and she's going to get it, and we probably eventually come up to see how we can start implementing the organizational part of the mission. How we can reach out to people, they can become the board of directors of the mission, and also know how can we section the earth so we can reach to whole earth eventually. Humanity is not ready yet. They will go through a great tribulation, unfortunately. But one of the recommendations I like to make with the people that are in the fringe and close to the water is to get away from it. There might be even bigger and more powerful hurricanes as the earth is going to become more warm. What makes hurricanes? Warm water. And as the heat goes up in the earth, what are we going to have?
More hurricanes.
More hurricanes, exactly. You don't have to be a prophet to see it. The earth is getting warmer. And it is going to have even more destructive forces. So don't think, you know, you're going to be spared of it. So God also give us intelligently decide. Yeah, it is coming. It is something that in Florida, you guys pretty close to the hurricane seasons and you get it over there. We saw what Katrina did, destruction game. Did ever have this thing like that in U.S. before? Anybody remember such a thing happen? With such a force and destructive force?
Not that severe.
No. Rita coming, you know, in shoot tomorrow morning, and a lot of people are thinking a lot of damage is going to happen. It's always hard for me to say that the destruction come. It's like prophet of the doom and gloom. But that is the scriptural. And if you read after the seventh angel comes, a lot of destruction is going to come to humanity too. That's another urgent given to us that we have to reach out in a greater degree. We have to let humanity know more and more, bring them together, bring them to see that they have to create comings of light. They have to realize there's only one God, one humanity, one Savior, one earth. There is no other way. The separation in religion, any separation is not good. We have to recognize we're all brothers and sisters. We come from the same place. We have not come to place. There's not two God or two essence. One of them is black, one of them is white, one of them is Chinese, one of them is African or South American or Asian or whatever, or European. They're not. They have all come from the same stock. The only difference is in the evolutionary process, we have evolved a little differently. Even the squirrel in the south side of the Grand Canyon evolved differently than the one in the north because they were separated with the Colorado River. When you look at them, they're different. They do things differently. They look differently. They're still a squirrel. You can't separate them from that essence that they are. And humanity has to learn from this thing and see this thing clearly. And therefore, they come together. Of course, we are here to enjoy God, be together and enjoy life, celebrate God, you know, in the Feast of Tabernacles, come together and enjoy our company and brainstorm and experience God in a greater degree. But at the same time, realize that we have to give this to other people. I'm the first flame, you are the second flame. You're like just candles. I lit you guys up. Actually, I lit you guys from here, in heart. And when you initiated and you heard that word and you became one with that word, then we're connected. We're connected in that level. That's where we should be all connected together, in the heart, not mind. The mind creates a lot of problem because we think differently, but our heart feels the same. So those who awaken that, you can laugh, it's okay. If we experience that, then we are connected in heart with each other. Then we can't completely see that this is really from God. And we're not going to become a cult. I'm actually adamant not make this a cult. Absolutely not. That's why we have to reach out. That's why I'm reaching out all the time. Have to reach out to the rest of humanity. This is not just for a small group come together and fall on ourselves. No. If we get to this point, I'm leaving. Bye. I'm out of here. You know, no, not at all. We have to spread it out with no reservation. Don't be afraid at all to reach out in any way possible. God is so protective of this mission. It's amazing. That's why it's come like a thief of the night. It's very, very quiet. But if you really see the vision, you see how powerful it is, how fantastic it is, how perfect this revelation is, and how much it makes sense. Because this is the last night we are together in the feast with me. And if you have any questions, this is the time to bring it up. Otherwise, this is going to be the last night for the feast. We're going to be here together. The satsangs and explanation is the same as 23 years ago that we came together. All the religions of the world each have a specific message. And this message has been revealed to me, and I have given it to you. I did my best to convey the message that I received to humanity, and I will continue doing it. If I can do it better, let me know. If there is any better way to do the mission, I am all ears. And any opportunity we get this message out. The reason I'm doing it, because it makes so much sense. And it is so simple. We get people come to our room and say, it is impossible to unify religions of the world. It is done. Already done. It is unified. There is no separation between Islam and Christianity and Jews and Hindus and Buddhists. They're all from the same God. The only thing you have to do is say, yeah. He said he's going to send all of them, and he did. Therefore, first, God exists. And 99% of humans, they have religion, but they really do not completely believe God exists. That's the first step this mission teaches human, that indeed God exists. As amazing as it might sound, but it is true, there is a God. And if there is a God and he sent this and it makes sense and it's simple and it's unified religion, therefore it is a miracle. Because nobody else have been able to do it. Nobody else believe it can be done, but it's done. And it is so simple. Therefore, it is a miracle. The very message itself is the miracle of the mission. In simplicity, in beauty, in explanation, in unity. And now the only thing is left to call humanity. Say, come and see. And they will come. They sure will. Those who have been called to come, they will. And it's not up to me or you or anybody. We have to do our best. But they come by themselves. Actually, most of the people who came to the mission, it wasn't because of all effort. Somehow they see it and came and saw the vision. Actually, the people we put effort, most of them didn't work. And didn't stay around. And the people we didn't even know they exist, suddenly they popped up and say, I love this mission. Where have you been? We didn't even know you exist. So see, God is making it very clear, He is the one in charge, not us. The more we think we are the doer, the less successful we will become. The more we realize He is the doer, we are successful. So keep this message in your hearts, in your mind, in your spirit, and when you leave this feast, don't forget it. God exists. And He truly sent this message to humanity, and you are a part of it. You are not separated from him. And love God with all your heart and mind and spirit, and follow the eternal divine path.